was a young boy. He was sent to the Gurukul of the great world scholar and devotee, Sri Bhagavatas Pandit. Hopefully tomorrow we will go to that very place where the school of Bhagavatas Pandit, the place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was studied. So Gangadas Pandit was a very excellent teacher of Sanskrit, logic, grammar. He taught the Vyakarana and other various Shastric Sanskrit texts. And of all of his students, of course, the most beneficent of all was Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit was so excellent that after hearing a lesson just once, he would remember and never forget. He would even be able to defeat his own teacher in argument and logic. It is described that he would sometimes challenge all of the other students. How would he do that? First, he would take their grammarian rules. They would take their rules of logic, and he would defeat them all. And he would defeat them so excellently, he would ask anyone to challenge him. And everyone would say that your philosophy is so perfect, no one can challenge. So they would all completely accept the defeat. So then what he would do is he would himself defeat every point that he just previously spoke. And then he'd ask, could any of you prove my first statement now? They'd say, it's impossible. Your first statement then was completely defeated. It was annihilated. The second one was correct. And then what he would do is he would defeat every point of the second one and reestablish the first one. And then he would say, can anyone defend your position by saying the second one is correct? And they would all say, no, no. Whatever you say is correct. So in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most expert in his field, his student. And he would completely annihilate by challenging all other students. Anyone who thought they knew anything, he would approach them and completely strip them of all their pride and make them appear like fool number one. There was only one student in his class that he was not able to defeat. And that was Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was very gentle and very humble. And he wouldn't even like to deal with his arguments with Sri Chaitanya. While everyone else would be debating and arguing, he would just remain silent. And sometimes Sri Chaitanya, he would say, everyone is following me. Everyone is practically learning from me. Even more than my teacher, except you. You avoid me. Why is that? So then he would get in an argument with Murari Gupta. And whenever they would argue, neither one could defeat the other. They would go on and on and on for hours. Neither of them could defeat. Because Murari Gupta was especially empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be a very exalted scholar on the level of Lord Chaitanya himself. So then sometimes what would happen is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would usually have these arguments on the banks of the Ganges. He would be so pleased to see Murari Gupta's ability to stand up against him. He would say, everyone else is my follower except you. I cannot even defeat you. But I am so pleased with your arguments that it brings me great ecstasy. And then Lord Chaitanya, very affectionately, one day he touched the body of Murari Gupta. And when he touched the body of Murari Gupta, Murari Gupta's body began to just trembled in ecstasy, and tears started flowing from his eyes, and he was just completely overwhelmed with divine love for Sri Chaitanya. And he said, "My dear Lord, today I will be your follower. You have shown me your kindness." So Murari Gupta was a very dear contemporary classmate friend of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, they grew up together. Sometimes, when they would argue, Lord Chaitanya would criticize them. Because Murari Gupta was a doctor. He comes from the Vaidya class. That means his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, they were all doctors. And he was also. So one time when they were having a grammatical debate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him and said, "What business do you have studying grammar and Sanskrit anyway? This is the Brahmins that study. You're a doctor." He said, "By studying Vyakarana, you will find nothing about mucus, bile, or air." He says, "How will this help you? Better that you leave this school and go treat your patients." So this way they had a very special relationship. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had such admiration and respect for Murari Gupta that one day he told the devotees that Murari Gupta is the perfect, most super excellent of all doctors. He said, "The reason is, not only could he heal any illness of the body, but whoever comes before him, he instructs that person so perfectly in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And every person that comes to him, he convinces to take along with his medicine the supreme medicine of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare."
We have sung this morning, Enechi Arshadi Maya Nashi Bhagalabhi, Harina Mahamantra Lao Dhinurati. This is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words. He has said, "I have come to bring the medicine that can cure all ills." That medicine is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There is factually no other medicine that is effective for the disease of Kali Yuga. Our doctors may have so many medicines, but on the eternal platform they are all utterly useless. I'm sorry. Utterly, completely, 1,000,000% useless from an eternal point of view. There is only one medicine that has eternal benefit, that can heal the soul, and that is the chanting of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Other medicines have their value to temporarily give us some physical ability to understand service. But it doesn't last very long. And if we are not taking the supreme panacea, cure, then all these other medicines will ultimately simply be a disturbance. So, Murari Gupta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, he not only cures the body, but he cures the soul. Therefore, anyone who considers Murari Gupta simply an ordinary doctor will go to hell. Murari Gupta is great Mahatma. And Murari Gupta showed by his example how one can be a very responsible professional man in this world and still be an intimate confidential associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For all of our doctors, he is the standard that we should all try to follow. Mahajano Yena Katasa Panta. He is great soul. And factually all persons who are living in the Grihastha ashrams and having work outside of the temple of Sri Krishna, you should all take example from the life of Maharaj.
So Murari Gupta was an extraordinary associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that although Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exclusively taught the worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, Murari Gupta was a devotee of Sitaram. He worshipped the son of Dasarath of Ayodhya with great devotion. So, one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached him. Actually, the story I'm about to narrate was narrated by Lord Chaitanya himself. I will tell you this little background. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, every year the devotees from Navadvip, Sankirtpur, Kulinagram, from Bengal, they would all come to see him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would greet them with great affection, each individually. And he would praise each devotee's qualities. You see, the Lord, he takes more pleasure in glorifying his devotees than he does in hearing himself glorified. So therefore, as he was calling each devotee, he asked, "Where is Murari Gupta?" And Murari Gupta was hiding. Because you see, what Lord Chaitanya would do is he would take each devotee and he would embrace them, and he would then start talking about how nice they were. So Murari Gupta thought he was so low and contaminated that he was hiding. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "Where is my Murari Gupta?" And they said, "He's hiding over there." So Lord Chaitanya got up and grabbed him and dragged him over to where he was sitting. And he began to embrace him. And Murari Gupta said, "My Lord, why you are doing like this?" He said, "Yeah, I am such a contaminated soul. Why you are touching me? Why you are even looking at me? You are the supreme perfect personality of Godhead." And Sri Chaitanya, he said, "I am touching you for my purification." Murari Gupta was the embodiment of humility. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe a very unusual narration. He said that sometime before, he approached Murari Gupta. And he said, "My dear Murari, do not you know that Lord Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani, they are the supreme essence of all avatars, and their lila is unsurpassable amongst all the great incarnations of Krishna. So you should take to the worship of Radha and Krishna." And Murari Gupta said that since my very birth, I have been a devotee of Lord Sri Ramachandra. And to give up this worship is very difficult. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "But all the rest of us, we are serving Radha and Krishna. After all, Sitaram is included in Radha Krishna. And the Leela of Vrindavan is more confidential, intimate, and complete than the Leela of Sri Ram in Ayodhya. So, out of obedience, Murari Gupta tells Sri Chaitanya, all right, you initiate me in Krishna Mantra, I will become devotee of Krishna." So that night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta went home that night. And the next day, Murari Gupta approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pale white, trembling with tears in his eyes. He said, "My dear Lord, I have come to ask for your blessing." "What blessing?" He said, "I want your blessings that I may commit suicide." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "Why do you want to commit suicide? How can you think? Your body does not belong to you, it belongs to me. How can you kill my purpose?" He said, "No, my Lord, stop talking like this. Just give me your permission so I can commit suicide." And the Lord saw that Murari Gupta was in great distress. He said, what is the problem? Murari Gupta.
He said, you are my guru. And you have given me an instruction. You told me yesterday that I must give up this worship of Sitaram and accept the worship of Radha Krishna. He said, with all my might, all my power, and all my will, I tried as hard as I could. But every time I tried to worship anyone other than Sitaram, any name I would chant of any other god but Sitaram, it would break my heart. It was intolerable. He said, my Lord, I tried all night, and I sleeplessly spent the night crying, thinking, how will I live for a moment without remembering Ram? It is impossible. Therefore, I cannot follow your instruction. And if one does not follow the instruction of Guru, then one's life is utterly useless. There's absolutely no meaning to life without following the instruction of Guru. And you have given me instruction and I cannot follow, so my life is useless. So let me die. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words, he became very happy. And he lifted up Murari Gupta and embraced him. And he said, Murari Gupta, you are none other than Hanuman himself, who has appeared in this world to show the pristine, chaste, pure love for Sri Ram. He said, there is no need for you to ever change your devotion. He said, I only gave you this instruction just to test your chastity. He said, blessed is that devotee who never gives up the service of his Lord. And blessed is that Lord who, when his devotee tries to give it up, that Lord drags him back by the hair. So on the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is authoritatively confirmed that Murari Gupta is none other than Sri Hanumanji of Ram Lila. And one of the great contributions that we are all benefiting from, given by Murari Gupta, is all of the childhood pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a child, up until the time he took sannyas, it was Murari Gupta who recorded with pen and palm leaves all of the beautiful leelas, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And from the time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and moved to Jagannath Puri, it was Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami that recorded all of the leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his lover pastimes. So factually, all of the childhood leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we hear from Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita was originally written down and recorded by Srila Murari Gupta. He was the one that preserved the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and distributed it to the world. So we are now sitting in the home where Murari Gupta lived. His house was right exactly on this spot. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established this temple many years ago, Nana. And in the temple room, you will see this beautiful murti of Sri Narayan and Vishnu. And this was the original, actual, worshipable deity that Murari Gupta worshipped throughout his life at this place. So it is a most sacred and auspicious occasion that we may be coming before the Lord in life of this great Nitya Siddha associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this place, we should take the opportunity to pray with a sincere heart that as Murari Gupta was so sincere in executing the order of the spiritual master, however painful it may be, that we may also develop that quality of loyalty and sacrifice for the sake of pleasing Guru and Krishna. And we may also remember and pray to Srila Murari Gupta to fill our heart with that pure, chaste love that he had for Sitaram. For under any circumstance, he would never give up the lotus feet of his Lord. Nor would his Lord ever give up his devotee. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.